Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 22nd. The grains closed lower with May corn down 6¼ cents at 7.93, May wheat down 2½ cents at 10.65½, and May beans down 32¼ cents at 17.16. So despite the good export sales in corn and a little bit in beans here today, good exports brought lousy closes. I think part of the problem is the dollar's making new contract highs up 57 ticks back over 100 at 101.18. And I think that's a result. I think we talked about it this morning. There's talk about the Fed raising interest rates more than a half a point. Some people are talking 0.75 points. Some people are saying a full basis point on the May and then another higher rate coming in June as well. So I think all of that put the fear of God into the stock market. It's now down 853 points. The dollar rallied. Crude's down 209 at the moment. It closed down 172, but it broke a little bit after that. And everything just kind of fell out of bed. Now, the bean oil closed up 176 ticks. That was a good penny and a half off its highs. We made a new historic high here today at 84.85. And then we broke significantly a good two and a half points, and then really back a little bit toward the close. But the new contract high close in the oil, despite the crude oil being down. The meal was down $10 a ton, which was weighing on the beans. And I think, you know, people were looking at these interest rates and just saying it's bearish. And with the funds, we talked about it before, long 365,000 contracts of corn, long 200,000 contracts of beans. It's just too much. And bull markets need to be fed. It's not to say these markets can't come back and still make new highs. They certainly can. But and maybe they'll do it a week from today. But a little bit tougher, and I think more pros are willing to sell it, particularly in the interest rate environment that we're in out here. The palm oil export ban was what put the bean oil up, and it never traded lower on the day. So, you know, ultimately, it was more of a fun play than anything else. Off the crush itself, the beans should have only closed about 3 cents lower instead of 32 cents lower. So, obviously, there was some heavy profit taking by the funds out here today. The weather, we're getting more rain here in Chicago. Yesterday was a good day around the Midwest for a lot of work, field work, and getting corn planted. A lot of the good chunk of the Midwest is getting these heavy storms out here today. And certainly going to delay planting. Now it's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. Is it going to dry out in time for guys to get into the fields? We'll have to see. But it's going to be warmer, drier weather. And it looks moving forward, maybe the weather is going to be a little bit less rainy, giving guys a chance to get in. I think that was part of the problem in the corn market. Now, during the day when we opened, you know, like we talked about this morning, we were lower last night, came back, opened higher, and then gave it all back again. But it was an up-and-down kind of day here. The wheat, after being down 13 cents, came back, traded higher on the day, and then back down again. So we're starting to see a lot of this rotational trading. The beans opened higher, immediately went lower. After being lower last night, we were lower, got higher, and then back lower again. So we're starting to see what we call rotational trading out here. And I think that's going to be the case more than it isn't moving forward. So all the way around, my guess is it's the interest rates were the big problem here today. And we'll see where we are on Monday. Crop progress. You know, they should show some improvement in the corn planting, some in the beans, but not a whole lot. And the wheat condition, I think maybe it'll be a little iffy out there, maybe up a little bit, because I think a lot of the states beside Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Montana are in fairly decent shape out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.